O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
He started off as a teenage actor, got banned by the movie studios, got the sweetest revenge possible by becoming a rebel filmmaker and completely changing the business, became a drug casualty, somehow survived, came back, and is now one of the most respected character actors in the world. That's right, Dennis Hopper, quite appropriately born in Dodge City, Kansas, May 17, 1936. He made it to Hollywood and got on a TV show called Medic, and at 17, he made his first movie, Nicholas Ray's Johnny Guitar. 2 years later, he'd be reunited with Nicholas Ray for Rebel Without a Cause, and that's where he would meet James Dean. He'd also do Giant with James Dean, and they became very close friends. When Dean died, Hopper flipped out a little bit, and on From Hell to Texas, director Henry Hathaway and Dennis didn't quite see eye to eye, and that ended up with Dennis Hopper pretty much being exiled from the A-list life he was just starting to live. Now, this turned out to be a good thing because he'd end up with Roger Corman, making The Trip, and would find a whole new audience. The next year, he'd get back together with his Trip co-star Peter Fonda and writer-actor Jack Nicholson and make his debut as a director of a film they were calling The Loners, but co-writer Terry Southern would suggest changing the name to Easy Rider. The success of the film would create the independent film market, and it's still one of the highest grossing indies of all time. Its story and characters would capture the generation gap perfectly as the most profound paradigm shift in history took place in the 60s, totally remaking our society, much to the disgust of the older generation. Hopper was already hopped up during the filming. The whole crew would quit at least once, and it was a miracle anything coherent got done. But he'd win Best New Director at the Cannes Film Festival, and would be in the unlikely position of King of Hollywood for about 5 minutes. Meanwhile, all of the old Hollywood was just waiting around for him to screw up, and of course he did. But just a few years later, he'd fight his way back in, becoming one of the most talented and beloved actors in the business, playing totally freaky characters in such films as Apocalypse Now, Hoosiers, Blue Velvet, River's Edge, Flashback, The Indian Runner, True Romance, and Speed, Dennis Hopper.
Well, I'd rather go and journey where the diamond crescent's glowing, and run across the valley beneath the sacred mountain, and wander through the forest where the trees have leaves of prisms and break the light in colors that no one knows the names of. And when it's time, I'll go and wait beside a legendary fountain till I see your form reflected in its clear and jeweled waters. And if you think I'm ready, you may lead me to the chasm where the rivers of our vision flow into one another. White cascading waters. She may beg, she may plead, she may argue with her logic and mention all the things I lose that really have no value. In the end, she will surely know I wasn't born to follow.
Hello, this is Chris Hillman from The Birds. You're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, a very cool place to be.
Maybe I just wanna tell you lies so I can have fun. Feel no guilt for what I did. I'm just a nasty little kid. I wanna work to do my bit so I can have fun. I'm an evil boy. Something very special planned for you.
You're from the neighborhood. Your neighbor. Well, what's your name, neighbor?
Jeffrey.
He's a good kid, Frank.
Shut the f*** up. Hey, you want to go for a ride?
No, thanks.
No, thanks? What does that mean?
I don't want to go.
Go where?
For a ride.
A ride? Hell, that's a good idea. Okay, let's go.
So they made you a star. Now your head's in a cloud. And you're walking down the street with your feet off the ground. They read in the press all about your success. They believe every word they've been told. After all you've been through, tell me what will you do when you find yourself out in the cold? Ah, tell me. Ah, tell me. When you appear on the stage, there's a standing ovation. about your performance. You're the biggest sensation. You breeze through the door, and when you take a floor, you expect to have it all to yourself. After all you've been through, tell me what will you do when you find yourself back on the shelf? Ah, tell me. Ah, tell me. Expect to have it all to yourself. After all you've been through, tell me what will you do when you find yourself back on the shelf? Ah, tell me.
What the hell was that, man?
Huh?
No, man. Like, hey, man. Wow, I was watching this object, man. Like the satellite that we saw the other night, right? And like it was just going right across the sky, man. And then, I mean, it just suddenly, it just changed direction and went whizzing right off, man. It flashed.
You're stoned out of your mind, man.
Oh yeah, man. Hey, like I'm stoned, you know, man. But like, you know, I saw a satellite, man, and it was going across the sky. And it flashed three times at me and zigzagged and whizzed off, man. And I saw it.
But I knew how to have a good time. And I call you, but you.
living. And I hope all the power I've given. Nothing's too good for my lady. Nothing's too good for my girl. She's all right in either sight. And I love her.
Talk to Colonel Kurtz.
Hey, man, you don't talk to the Colonel. Well, you listen to him. The man's enlarged my mind. He's a poet, warrior in the classic sense. I mean, sometimes you say hello to him, right? And he'll just walk right by you, and he won't even notice you. And then suddenly he'll grab you, and he'll throw you in a corner, and he'll say, "Do you know that if is the middle word in life? If you can keep your head when all about you losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you." I mean, I can't. I'm a little man. He's a great man. I should have been a pair of ragged claws scuttling across floors of silent seas. I mean.
Started our Dennis Hopper tribute with Wasn't Born to Follow by the Byrds. That was In Easy Rider, written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin, produced by Gary Usher. Evil Boy was Stiv Bators. Yeah, Stiv doing that for Greg Shaw's Bomp label around 1980 or so. Steeler's Wheel gave us Star, that requested by Dennis Turner. There you go, Dennis. Another Dennis, Jerry Rafferty on vocals, 1973.
Riches to Rags from the Bleeding Hearts out of Minneapolis, written by Mike Leonard, produced by Tommy Roberts and the band. It's Mike Leonard, Rob Rebello, Pat McKenna, and Bob Stinson from The Replacements, Tommy's brother. Cool stuff.
Nothing's Too Good for My Baby, Stevie Wonder, from 1966.
Open the Line. From the Tour of Four, Don Mariani's back, Prince of Garage Rock in Australia. He co-wrote it with Warren Hall, and You can get it from thetourof4.com.
And we'll be back with our coolest song in the world this week, right after this slight pause while I go get a root beer.